You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Ace and Friends.
Well, here we go. I am the modern day Mr. Rogers. I haven't used that the past couple days. I got to remind myself of getting back on that little train. Riggin finds it entertaining.
But it's the best.
Welcome to Ace and Friends. My name is Ace. My friends Riggins and Tech D Rob are here. Feel free to join. Starting today, we're going to post it on the Ace and Friends social media and on the Ace and TJ social media. Apparently, Rob, you know about this. You can now call and leave us a message.
Yeah, I told you about it last week.
Okay, whatever.
I already told you about
it. We're going to start talking about it and promoting it. So be watch social media for that. That's going to be cool. But I had to tell a quick story about what happened last night. So Amanda and I and Baby Dax, we had some salmon, but it didn't thaw out in time. So we had to go grab something to eat. We had to grab a light meal, sushi, quick, at this place that we love. And we've been in there with the baby. They kind of know. We know them. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know their names. They don't know our names, but they know, it's the people with the baby. And Dax smiles like he does at everybody and just has a good time. But this was the first time he's really been, it's been a couple months since we've been in there, I guess, probably since January. And one of the guys that, I think he's one of the owners, came up behind Dax. I was talking to him and Dax smiled at him and he is Asian. And so as he smiled at Dax, Dax smiled at him. They were talking to him. He's a little man, and he leaned down and grabbed him by the side of the head. And then he just took his face on the top of Dax's head in his hair. He just was like, and he was kind of just rubbing his face on his hair and going, yeah. And I thought, that's a lot. And Amanda pointed out that I was visibly uncomfortable with it. It's like, that guy's kissing my baby's head. I don't even know this man other than see him in his restaurant every now and then. It was a little much, but he wasn't being rude or aggressive about it. You know what I mean? He was just clearly playing. And I thought, maybe that's a cultural thing, and I'm just not aware of it.
Yeah, maybe.
So it ended, and then he walked away, and Amanda goes, you didn't like that, did you? I said, it made me really uncomfortable. I don't know how to react to that. It just face in my kid's hair.
Is that a cultural thing?
I was like, I don't know. It was odd, though. It made me, it for sure made me a little uncomfortable. But I knew that he meant well. He didn't mean anybody. He didn't come off like a perv or something like that. Yeah. So I just kind of had to roll with it. Like, hey, his intentions seemed to be pure.
Yeah.
At least I hope they were. I hope he didn't do something weird when he went to the back.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
All right. We got a lot of stuff going on today, but big announcement next and... we have to be fair to a celebrity that we reported on yesterday. I don't know that I think this is true or not, but we have to be fair. All right? That is coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
If you are not following Ace and Friends on social media, it's at Ace Cannon Media. I'm the first one to admit I have not done a great job of, you know, working on it. So at Ace Cannon Media, you can follow along with Ace and Friends on all of our social media sites. So yesterday we reported this story that Bruno Mars makes $90 million from the MGM Grand a year. But it was a widely reported story that he owes the MGM $50 million in gambling debts. So that was everywhere yesterday morning. It came out, Sunday night? I guess really Sunday evening is when the story kind of broke and it was out early Monday morning. Well, Monday afternoon, the MGM Grand released a statement. MGM, quote, MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Together, we are excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests, end quote. So Bruno Mars hasn't said anything, but the MGM Grand has come out and says Bruno Mars does not owe us $50 million because of gambling debt. So how did that story get started? That's what I wonder. Where did that information come from that launched that story? Because Bruno Mars has made no statement. Only MGM came to his defense. And it's being widely reported since then. It's been everywhere. Forbes, Huffington Post, The Independent, The New York Post have all carried this story that Bruno Mars has no debt with the MGM.
Yeah, because what is the MGM going to say? Yeah, he owes us $50 million.
There is that. So the question becomes, I mean, they're not going to tell you that he owes them $50 million because that might hurt the show. Yeah. And they're making a fortune off him being there for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So they're to be believed or no? The numbers just seem all out of whack. It just seems $50 million in gambling debt seems astronomical in this situation.
Yeah. You just suck at gambling.
How can you suck at gambling that bad?
Yeah, I thought it was a fake yesterday.
Yeah.
I did not believe that story at all.
I found it very, very difficult to believe as we talked about it on the show. So, but just it's only fair to point out that the MGM Grand has now come out and said, hey, that is not true. He has no debt with us.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There is a beautiful piece of audio from TikTok of a woman complaining at a McDonald's. I know what she's complaining about, but I don't care. It's how she does it that will make you laugh because it's very entertaining. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
All right, strap in because this is really good. People complaining has become quite a thing on the internet. And I think people are finding reasons to complain because they get to film themselves and, you know, they get content and get a reaction on social media. But I don't know. Do you know where this is from, Riggins?
No.
Okay. But here's the thing. This is just a video. It's 30 seconds long of a woman complaining at a McDonald's. Who cares what she's complaining about? It's the way she's doing it. Anything else we need to know first, Riggins?
No.
Yeah. Here it is.
Well, basically, she sent you to the window, so she won't have to deal with me because she's mad because I complained on her from being having an attitude and out there last night. I complained on to the manager, so now she's mad at me. She's going to bring you to the window, so she won't have to deal with me. She just, first of all, she just slung the window open and say, good morning, how you doing, and none of that. She got an attitude. I don't know what's wrong with she mad because I complained on her. But she got the right one because I'm going to call and complain on her again because the attitude she has, they shouldn't even have her in the window. She have a bad attitude. She just bitter because I called in on her. But she got the right one today. Yeah, I got up and looked in the bag and make sure everything cool. She just, and then she got mad because I had ordered 50.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's just like rapid fire.
There is no stopping that whatsoever once she starts.
And the woman that works at the McDonald's just holding the bag, just kind of stunned at, yeah, like, you know.
She has no idea what's happening. As one person commented, that was the longest run-on sentence in history. One other comment, girl, just take your food and go.
Yeah, honestly, you're making it a huge deal at McDonald's.
Another woman said, you ordered 50 what? Girl, I would have an attitude too.
Yeah, it kind of cuts off right there. Because I ordered 50. Yeah. What, I'm assuming nuggets, McNuggets. Yeah.
In 32 seconds of her talking, 32 burgers. Seconds of her talking, she takes two breaths.
Yeah,
she's, two. That's she's it.
Sometimes you're riled up, man. I get it.
That is unbelievable. But don't worry. There's some really great good news today. And I know that sounds weird, but no, there's something that'll kind of put a smile on your face, make you feel a little better. We'll do that next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
So something to make your day a little bit better, and in some ways maybe restore some faith in humanity. A dad in New Hampshire accidentally threw out his daughter's favorite stuffed animal. Now, if you don't have kids, I don't know that you can understand the level of panic that can bring about in a house. But officials sifted through a ton of garbage at the dump and managed to find it and get it back to them. It went through a trash compactor, but survived. They saved the day. And that is spectacular. Nobody is more thankful for that than that dad.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of neighbors in Pennsylvania band together to save a deer who got a plastic jug stuck on its head, and it was unable to eat. It would have starved, but a couple named Matt and Lisa Mertz managed to catch the deer. So Matt catches the deer and then holds the deer down while his Lisa, his wife, somehow pulls the jug off its head. Wow. Now, it says a bunch of neighbors have banded together. And I didn't bother to look the story up to see. Did the other neighbors play the part in Matt and Lisa catching the deer? Because if not, that's just a couple that saved a deer, not a bunch of neighbors banding together to help save a deer. But I'm just impressed. He was able to catch this deer and hold it down while she got the jug off its head.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah. And I love this. A local news station in Salem, Oregon, profiled a World War II vet who's 98 years old, yet he still volunteers for Meals on Wheels.
That's awesome.
He's 98, and he's still out volunteering for Meals on Wheels. Somebody said told him he was a hero, and here's his response. Quote, "If that's what it takes to be a hero, we need more." End quote.
Love it.
Love it. That is the good news.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Something came up on this show last week. Tech D Rob thought that I was going to try to make him do something. But I will not ask anyone to do something that I'm not willing to do. So we may find a way to make this work and have a lot of fun at the process. Coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
This is Ace and Friends.
Rob, weren't you the one that found the video last week of the guy trying to catch stuff blindfolded?
Yeah.
And you thought, well, he's going to try to make us do that. I ran across that yesterday. It popped up on something. I don't know if it was on Twitter or if it was on my TikTok or what. But it's exactly as it seems. There's a guy, he's blindfolded. And what did they give him instructions?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Because it just seems like if you're blindfolded, standing there trying to catch stuff, you could be hit with it all day long. You've got to tell him, like, all right, hold your hand out. You've got to try to throw it to hit his hand, right?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
The guy was essentially that. It's very simple. He was blindfolded, and his friends were throwing stuff at him. He was trying to catch it.
I think it was a specific item, like an easier to catch item. I think it was like a Nerf football or something, potentially.
But he's fully blindfolded, so there's got to be a way when they're doing it that they must be telling him, like, okay, you hold out your hand, and they're throwing, trying to hit his hand.
Is he able to catch the stuff?
He's not. No.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't think so.
But I just looked at it. He's throwing it like a shovel for sand at a beach.
Yeah.
He's throwing it like the dude's facing the same way both of them are, and he's trying to catch it to his right side.
Yeah, so he knows it's coming to my right side, and they just kind of lob it up there where their goal with it is to hit his hand. So when he hits his hand, can he grab it and catch it? Because it's not fair. He's blindfolded. You can hit him in the chest with it all day if he doesn't know that it's coming in his chest.
And I think that's probably why he's facing the same direction, is that so your eyes don't get messed up or hitting your junk, potentially.
Wait a minute. So the guy throwing it is facing the back of the guy trying to catch it?
Yes.
All right, I don't understand that. I would trust somebody enough to throw it right. I would just have to trust that if we were to do this on this show, you wouldn't try to hit me in the junk.
I wouldn't try to, but I'm not going to guarantee I wouldn't. I'm not great.
Rob, if I'm holding out my right arm and you throw something, my right arm extends about 3 feet out. Maybe not that far. I don't know, 2 feet out. There's no way if I hold my arm up at shoulder level, you're telling me you don't trust yourself enough from 3 or 4 feet to lob something that would come closer to my hand than my junk?
Things go rogue sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't trust Rob. I don't know. He sounds like he's got ulterior motives.
That was the point of their thing, is that it was you don't have your arm out, and they give you a countdown, and you're supposed to extend your arm at that time and try to grab wherever you think it might be.
Okay. I think we should try this. I think we could do this. We just need to decide what are some things that we can use to make it entertaining to try to catch. You know what I mean?
Less harmful, potentially.
Or
guns.
Or more. Let's figure it out.
So all right, I'll throw a sword at you.
Give it some. I mean, yeah, let's don't be ridiculous, but I think we should try to put this together for some time over the course of the next couple of days. This week, I want to try this blindfold catching thing.
We got headphones in here that we don't use no more.
Because I think I got a pretty good catching skill set. I thought about this while I was playing catch with my son the other day. Riggins, you made it look like I was squeezing boobs when you just...
I'm still trying to picture how this looks.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get a better description for you, and then we'll try to put some ideas together next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is Ace and Friends.
So we've now taken a look at the source video, if you will, of this blindfold catching. It's not as bad as they make it seem. It's not painful or anything. If it's done right, if it's done fair. So they're using, the only thing they use is a little sand shovel, a little plastic sand shovel.
Okay.
I mean, I just thought of things at the house that I could think of. Like, there's a little, Dax has a little soft, it's a soft ball, not like a softball, that has the Chicago Cubs logo on it that I bought it for him when I was in Chicago over the summer, right after he was born. That would work hard to catch because if it hits your hand, it's going to has a tendency to want to bounce off. But something like that, this sand shovel thing, I've got one of those. I think we could do that. It doesn't seem that difficult. I don't know what else we could use, though.
I'm trying to look around the office here.
Oh, yeah. What else is in there?
There's a set of headphones that we don't use anymore. But I don't think the cord comes off of this.
Okay, yeah, that's not good.
Is there a neck pillow up there somewhere?
No, but it is a seat pillow. I do have one of those.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Like a donut?
But you use that, don't you, Rob?
No, I haven't used it in a while. I have it in here just in case I ever do need it.
So do you not need the seat pillow any longer?
I leave it here just in case, because every once in a while my leg will be stiff or something someday.
Okay. Now that you've started exercising, how's the leg?
The first day it was awful. It was the worst it's been in a while. The first day I did walking, but yesterday it was good.
How long did you walk the first day?
It was 15 minutes at like 1 mile an hour.
Okay.
And then I did 2.5 miles an hour yesterday, same amount of time.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. And so yesterday you were not as sore as you were the first day?
No.
Have you walked at all between those times since last week?
No.
Okay.
I tried to do it.
How often are you trying to go to the gym and walk it off?
Well, any day that I can. It just depends on, how much time I have to do stuff.
Because?
Like last Thursday and Friday, I was working on stuff way late and I needed to get home.
Okay. Because you had some Dungeons and Dragons to play or something?
No, I have to let the dogs out.
Oh, okay. What time do the dogs have to go out?
Sometime before noon, typically.
Doesn't it suck to have something like that weighs you down in your day?
You know,
I don't want to add to your dog drama, but I understand that because there are things that we've done before. You know, oh, I got to get, we need to let Toby out or something like that. Now, when you have a baby, that just elevates that to the next level.
Yeah.
It's, we only have this window of time to go to this because then there's nap time. But then after that, there's another window of time we can go before the next nap time happens and that kind of thing. But you have the same thing with your dog, don't you, Riggins?
Yeah, but it's not. I think a baby is like tenfold.
It is because there's so much more that's necessary during the day.
But I make it seem like it's a baby.
Make it seem like yours is a baby.
But your dog's window of time is smaller than my dog's, isn't it? Like he has to go out more often.
Right? Yeah, smaller dog.
So is there a time that you know every day? Like, I got to be home by this time.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't make it?
He'll pee on himself. I mean, he probably won't, but he, you know, when I take him outside, he goes immediately. Like, he's really got
to
pee.
He's grown accustomed to it, so
yeah, makes sense. More proof that you love him, Riggins, but it's the worst decision you ever made.
Absolutely. I don't know why people get pets.
I love how many times you said that, though. Because your life is so much better because of him.
Yeah.
Yet, it's just an albatross around your neck every day.
I think for everybody. I mean, they're great, but come on.
The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day comes from a lady who has done something that seems really rude. But maybe she's onto something. This may be a game changer, especially for women. Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Quote, I got some criticism of it for being too harsh, end quote. That's a lady named Nishma Mistry, who brings us today's story you'll be talking about the rest of the day. She was featured in, I think, Bride and Groom magazine. She's a lady from Atlanta who is standing up for frustrated couples trying to finalize their wedding headcounts. She created something called the Missed RSVP card that she sends out to wedding guests who failed to respond by the deadline. Now, it's come up in this article, and she has now gone viral. And the question becomes, is this a good idea or is this just straight up rude? She sends these to unresponsive guests. She said she saw the frustration of not getting RSVPs back and thought, let me draft something. The message reads, quote, we're sorry you can't make it to our wedding. Our RSVP deadline has passed and you unfortunately did not respond. We would have loved to have you attend, but final numbers have now been turned in and your presence will be missed, end quote. Okay. There is a point of letting people know now, hey, please don't attend because I've got too much. We're locked in. But also just, she said she saw brides getting frustrated, having to call everyone and asking, are you coming? Are you going to be able to attend?
But it's worked out for centuries, you know, or decades about the RSVP thing. I think it looks tacky.
Nothing's going to go perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of...
If you have 100 people are invited to a wedding and 10 of them don't RSVP, 20 of them don't RSVP, how many actually then show up?
Yeah.
Four?
Right.
It doesn't seem to be that big a deal.
It's not. And to put that in your big day and all the planning, it's like you found a moment to be snarky and kind of, unfortunately, you missed the deadline.
Yeah. She said, quote, people are saying it is a bit tacky, but people have the invite for 4 months. It's inconsiderate.
It also is inconsiderate.
Yeah, it is. She's not wrong about that. But sometimes you just have to accept it because some level, you know these people. You have a relationship with these people.
Yeah.
Don't do something that's going to, there's no reason to be snarky about it, I don't think.
It just adds a negative element into a day that's, into a series of events that are supposed to be positive.
And fun and exciting and interesting.
I hate it. Yeah, I don't care for that.
So the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day, the missed RSVP. Acceptable or inappropriate?
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
I found a little game I want to play because I think under pressure, things change. It's like, you know, you watch Wheel of Fortune and go, how do they not get this? Well, when you're standing on that stage and you've got lights and thousands of dollars on the line, it can be very different. So we'll experiment with this coming up next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
I've seen this game a couple of times, and we may have done a version of this on the Ace and TJ show. But it's called Think Fast. All right, Rob, be ready. Riggins, be ready. Here's how we go. We'll go back and forth. You'll each get a different thing unless you pass, okay? First one to 7 wins.
Okay.
All right? So you've only got 10 seconds to answer each one of these, okay? So we'll start with Riggins. Riggins, name an author.
Ernest Hemingway?
Correct. Rob, something made of metal.
A car.
Riggins, a nickname for someone with red hair.
Ginger.
Rob, bad idea for a pizza topping.
Sardines.
Riggins, something made of wood.
A boat.
Rob, a dangerous animal starting with R.
Rattlesnake.
Good one. Riggins, a TV show starting with G.
I don't know. Pass.
Okay. Rob, something expensive starting with R.
Rolex.
Riggins, a fish starting with C.
A catfish?
Yeah. Counts. Rob, something you keep hidden starting with A.
Oh, adultery.
Good answer. That's a good answer, Rob. I got to be honest with you. I have lost track of the number. I don't really know. I was.
He's good.
I don't know how many we've done, so I think Rob's ahead by one at this point. It might be 5-4, yeah.
He's good.
The only problem with that last one is because something, you know, there aren't a lot of things you would hide starting with an A. That would be the first you think of.
Adult material.
Adult material, adultery, an affair. That's all I can think of. Affair, yeah. But the type of thing that you would throw out there and somebody would go, oh, what made you think of that?
Yeah, right.
It's like, well, I don't know. It has to start with A. I don't know what else I would hide.
The Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
Now I'm totally thrown off. What else would start with A that you would have to hide? I think everything I come up with seems to be sexual.
Yeah, right. Well,
what are you hiding?
That's what you would hide.
That's really the only stuff that you have to hide around your house, right?
Yeah.
You can just say A and then whatever you want to say after it, a single version.
Yeah, we're not going to count
that. A child.
All right, I'm coming up with nothing. I'll work on that.
No.
Okay. Oh, but it does bring up a good question. I never thought of this. What are you hiding around your house? And who are you hiding it from? Like, do you have to hide it all the time? There you go.
Ace and Friends.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
Okay, fair question. Rob, are you hiding something in your house? By hiding it, I mean you keep it. You make certain nobody knows where that is, or sees it, or knows you have it.
No,
really, there's nothing in your house. You're not. Mm-hmm. They're not hiding anything from Meredith.
No.
Do you think Meredith hides anything from you?
Not on purpose, but there are times she puts stuff and I don't know where it went.
Yeah. Okay. Does she put it back where it's supposed to be and you don't know where that is? Or she just accidentally, she misplaces it somewhere?
Well, she says it's where it's supposed to be.
But you disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Regan, you're hiding stuff. You have stuff you're hiding in your house, right?
I don't think so. Just me.
You've had stuff before. When you had the dog walker, you had personal items that you kept hidden from the dog walker.
Yeah. Not anymore. I got like a trophy case now.
Are there things that, like, if your parents come over, do you look around and make sure, okay, I got to put all this stuff away?
No, it's more about cleaning, but nothing. No, I don't think so.
Do you have to do major cleaning when you're coming?
Yeah. Yeah.
But your house is pretty straight and clean all the time.
Yeah, it's fine, but it's not, you know, it's your parents' level standard of clean is probably not your son's standard of clean. Yeah. It's not a pigsty, but I definitely, like, put the pillows in the right place and, you know.
See, that's me. In my house all the time, they're on the couch. We have a U-shaped couch. There's a big pillow on each corner of the couch, and then there are four pillows that go across. They almost meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind if somebody sits on the couch. You want to move some stuff around to get comfortable, you move the pillows around, that's fine. But what I would like to see is then when you get up and prepare to leave the room, put them all back in the right spot.
Yeah.
So I am constantly going behind and straightening the pillows back.
Fluffing pillows.
Because when I do, I get up and I want to put the pillows back where they belong.
Yeah.
I don't mind pillows being on the bed. But if they're going to be on the bed, I like them left on. Like, when you make the bed, let's put them on the bed.
Yeah.
Like, make the bed and then be like, Well, I'm not going to fully make the bed. I'll just leave those. They're sitting off in the corner over there. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
I want to put them back up on there.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, some people just have an eye for that kind of thing, and they want it to look the way they want it to look.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of stuff. Just trying to think. I'm not. I don't have anything that I think I'm hiding from Amanda in the house anywhere. She tried to hide those cookies the other day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
That was very disappointing. It was really that really hurt my feelings. I was like, all you had to do was say you don't like you would prefer that I not. You really want to have all of these cookies. Now I don't want any of your damn cookies.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
You tried to hide, and you did an atrocious job of hiding them. You hit them in plain sight. They're right in front of me when I opened the pantry. You think I'm so stupid that I won't see the big lump in this thing on the top shelf.
It was a half-hearted attempt to hide it.
But it was really kind of sad. It kind of hurt my feelings more than anything
else. Why did it hurt your feelings? Because she wanted them.
Because like
she thought she couldn't
hide them. Just say like, hey.
It should have hurt your feelings if she was like, I thought you were putting on a couple pounds there and I was hiding. That would hurt my feelings. But if she just wanted them for herself, that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
I think it's because she thinks that you would eat it.
Yeah.
Why would you think I would do that to you?
Yeah, I don't mind that she wants them for herself. Just say like, hey, please don't eat these. These are so good. I don't know when we're going to have some more. No problem. I don't mind. I won't eat those. I'd rather eat the peanut butter ones anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the assumption I've got to hide these or he's going to eat them.
She doesn't trust you.
He eats everything. It's gone. It's gonna be
exactly.
Gone.
It's like, oh, if I don't, he's going to inhale it if I don't because he's an animal.
He'll finish the whole box.
He's just an animal.
Do you have a history of doing that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Then that's
not of stuff that's not that she really likes it. I'm like, feel free.
Don't you have a history of like finishing off things when you start them? I do the same thing, but like you'll open a bag and it's just gone afterwards.
Yeah. But I try to be aware if it's something that I know that she likes, I will, I'm going to leave the last couple of these for her because I know she'll want to have those.
So I get both sides of this.
I only get one side of this, but it hurt my feelings. What's he actually doing when you think he's cheating? Next.
Ace and Friends.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Ace and Friends.
So Riggins found this video on TikTok. And it's another one of these, what he's doing when you think he's cheating. Bless you, Rob.
Thank you.
That's the concept is, you know your boyfriend would never cheat on you because of this. And the stupid things that they're doing.
What they're actually doing. Yeah, well, you're miserable in your apartment thing. He's probably out making out with girls.
Yeah. Well, he's not. No. He's arguing with his friends about the length of the Great Wall of China.
How many miles long do you think the Great Wall of China is?
350 miles.
I mean, you're not even remotely close. Like, I'll give you one more guess because that was so wrong. That was so bad. You're not even.
Now, 1,800 miles.
What if I told you the Great Wall of China was 13,000 miles long?
That's a
13,000 miles.
How is that even possible?
It basically will go up. It takes you 3,000 miles to travel like the furthest point to the furthest point of America. The Great Wall of China is like six times the size of the farthest point to the farthest point of our country.
It just goes on and on.
It reminds me of that clip where the guys were arguing about the Wizard of Oz.
It's the Wicked Witch of the West, well, bro.
Funny you brought that up because it reminded me of that, too. Yeah. This is one of the greatest clips in the history of the internet.
Hold on. Her sister was a witch, right? And what was her sister? A princess. The Wicked Witch of the East, bro.
I'm going to stab him.
You're going to look at me and you're going to tell me that I'm wrong? Am I wrong?
My favorite
she wore a crown and she came down in a ball game,
I'm not fighting with you.
Grow up, I'm not fighting with you. Grow up.
Get educated, bud.
So passionate. I love it.
She wore a crown and came down in a bubble dunk. Grow up, bro. Get educated.
But my second thought was, holy crap, I did not realize. If you had asked me to guess how long the Great Wall of China is, I would have done the same thing. I don't know.
It is pretty stunning.
That is wild. I looked it up. I was there's no way that's
true. You can
see
it from space. They say when you fly over China, when you go over China and from space, you can see the Great Wall of China. It's that big.
It's crazy.
It's astronomical. It's like
300 miles.
Yeah.
You're not even close. You're not even remotely close.
I'm going to give you another guess. This is how wrong. Yeah. Because this is how wrong you actually are. Here we go.
Do you think the Great Wall of China is
350 miles?
I mean, you're not even remotely
He's so excited to tell you. I mean, you're
I'll give you one more guess because that was so wrong. That was so bad. You're not even.
Now, 1,800 miles.
What if I told you the Great Wall of China was 13,000 miles?
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and Friends.
All right, let me give you a scenario and ask you what you would do if you were in this situation. This came up today during the Ace and TJ show. I didn't know that. Well, TJ was talking about Sandra Bullock, you know, used to be married to Jesse James, who was married to a porn star. Now he's married to another porn star. It's kind of beside the point. But if you are Jesse James's buddy, like you're good friends, and he says, oh, guess who I've got a date with tonight? And he tells you, and it's this porn star person. Do you then try to avoid any of her material out of respect for your friend?
I don't know. No.
Okay.
Not really.
So let me ask you this way. Let me do this. Let's say, take it down to a more homegrown grassroots level. Let's say you have a friend who's dating someone and you find out that the person he just started seeing has an OnlyFans account. Do you try to see if you can check out her OnlyFans account?
No.
That's good. Rob?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay, let me rephrase for Rob. What if you could see it for free, Rob? I knew he's not paying for it.
I might check it out.
Yeah. Okay.
She's putting it out there.
If it were to be free, Riggins, or you knew there were some photos somewhere, would you go look?
No, it just seems different.
Because it's your buddy's girlfriend. Because you're going to be around her. You're going to see her. You're probably going to hang out with her and have lunch with her and that kind of stuff.
It just seems more personal doing it that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you're looking through her phone.
I never really thought of it that way. It's the same philosophy as, by the way, which my wife thinks I'm ludicrous for, that I don't look at, with the exception of Scarlett Johansson, I haven't seen any of the celebrity tapes or any of that kind of stuff. At least if I think they're leaked, you know.
Yeah.
Because if it's leaked, you didn't want it out there to begin with, and I try to be fair to you about that.
Yeah.
That's why I think like revenge porn is some of the worst stuff ever. Like it's horrible to do that to somebody because they gave you something in trust and you used it against them, and that's terrible.
Yeah,
I was just curious. So you would not go if it was if your friend started dating somebody who had an OnlyFans and you could access it, you would not go look.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but the porn, it would be like, I don't know. It's like watching, you know, it's like a movie. It's like, I don't know. There's something very personal about an OnlyFans. To me, it seems. I don't know. I don't subscribe to any of that. It seems desperate to me, quite honestly.
Oh, with the OnlyFans thing?
Yeah.
The problem is. But they're desperately making a boatload of money.
For the creator.
The average is like 100. The average person on OnlyFans, I think it makes like 150 bucks a month.
Yeah, I think there's a desperation in the people that subscribe. Not the people that are, they're going to sell their body, whatever. But I think subscribing to it feels a little like desperate to pay, it's like paying for porn. It's like, who does that?
A boatload of people pay. Yeah. It seems that way.
Ace and Friends.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Ace and Friends.
All right, so, Riggins, what do we need to know about this TikTok with the guy at the Goodwill? There's a guy, Goodwill, at the counter.
He brings up something to the counter that looks like something that you would use for sexual purposes.
There's no getting around it. That's got to be what that is.
I think so. But how does that end up at a
Goodwill?
At a Goodwill.
Because whoever checked it in doesn't know what it really is.
Yeah, I think that's clear from the cashier's response to it. Because I don't know how I would react if that just showed up.
Yeah, so as we pick up the story, he's coming to the counter, and there is, I say an older lady, but she's probably not as old as she looks.
Yeah, maybe 40s or 50s.
Yeah, mid-40s probably. And next to her is a guy who seems to be about the same age, late 30s, early 40s, big guy in a beard. And as we pick this up, he has just placed the item on the counter. Remember, the item is, it's black. It's
Big.
That's, I don't know how to describe, I'm trying to find a good way to
kind of seed shaped, if that makes sense. It's like pointed to it, kind of rounded, pointed at the top and then becomes larger at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's like a teardrop.
Then it's on like what appears to be a stand of sorts. The stand could also be a handle if you want to think of it in that way. Is that helping you at all, Rob?
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I was trying to figure out a way to say it to make it more obvious for people listening.
Yeah. So here we go.
What is this?
She just looks at it and shrugs.
Decoration. Mm-hmm.
Decoration.
I really don't know. I'm like. So you're doing card, right?
Yeah, just card. Because it like spins. You see how it spins on the. But like it's don't it doesn't got a bottom.
Doesn't have a bottom. I think you could do something with it though.
They just froze the video right there, like.
You could do something with it.
I think you could do something with it, though.
It looks, it almost looks too big for that thing. I mean, it's big. I don't think the human body.
That's the point, Riggins.
And I don't. I think even the most seasoned person, it looks too big to be that. Unless you're a freak.
Yeah, we're off. I don't really. I have no way of offering any assistance in this area. As far as I don't know anything about this.
And it sounds like it's made of like clay or something. I mean, it's like heavy.
Yeah.
But it does look suspicious.
I wonder how much that they encounter.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's people impossible? Think it's funny or it's an accident, it gets in the box.
Yeah, I don't know. And then they put a sticker on it. I mean, it goes through their inventory system, I'm sure.
They clearly don't know what that is when they put it out there to sell.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I would love to know how many times they get things like, oh, just throw that out.
Ugh.
Ugh, yeah, that is gross.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
So Reagan's admitted to us this morning that he's not really good sometimes with... Zippers.
I'm terrible at it. Isn't that ridiculous?
What is it about the zipper that gives you so many problems?
I don't know. And it's not all zippers. Like the zipper on my jeans, obviously that works every time. But it's like when you're doing a jacket and you got to line up
the... Slide down that little piece and then, and then the zipper, it has to catch. You ever have it though where the right side goes, somehow it gets messed up and it comes up, the whole zipper comes up and the bottom of the jacket is open. You're like, damn it, I got to push it back down and get it restarted.
Yeah, for some reason I run into trouble with zippers.
And what was yours, Rob? Did you have anything?
I don't remember.
Rob.
He's great at everything.
He can't think of anything that he has.
I'm pretty good.
He can't think of anything that he had a problem doing.
Remembering things, that's what you're not good at.
Writing things down.
So we posted it on the Ace and TJ social media for people to share with us easy day-to-day things that they have a problem with. And people have continued to post. They're so good. Some of these are great. Now, I don't count like when I said reaching for the top shelf, I'm 5 feet tall.
Okay,
well, you can't help that. Yeah, that's not fair because you're only 5 feet tall. A lot of keeping the house clean, keeping the bedroom clean, keeping the bathroom clean. And that's just a matter of putting in the effort.
Yeah.
When I said parallel parking.
Yep.
I always feel like I'm closer to the cars than I really am. Parallel parking can be tough as you learn to use it. Lisa said scrambled eggs. I can make a quiche and awesome deviled eggs, but I can't make scrambled eggs for anything. I mean, I can make scrambled eggs.
That's pretty easy.
I made some from Dax the other day.
The parallel parking thing, I've never parallel parked.
In your life?
Yeah, if I got a parallel park somewhere, I'm going somewhere else to park.
You've never once thought I need to try to parallel park this thing.
Nope, I don't want to hit another car. I don't want to mess something up. I don't know what I'm doing with it, so I'm just not going to do it.
It's one of the more common answers that we got.
Yeah, it's probably the most difficult thing you can do driving, I think.
It is. Yeah, I get it. But you know, the lesson they say is if you pull up alongside the car, if there are two cars and you're trying to parallel park between them, pull up alongside the car in the front. To where your mirror is equidistant to their mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when you start the back end process because that gives you enough room to swing in and then swing the front around. And then you pull forward just a hair. You should be perfect.
Yeah, they say it's just as easy as like you turn it all the way to the right and then you kind of gauge it how you go back. But you know what? I wouldn't know if that works or not.
Because you've never done it.
Never done it.
38 years old, you've never once tried to parallel park, Rob.
Correct.
That's wild.
We should have him test it out. I just don't want him doing it in my car.
I don't want to do it at all. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, we could do it. Riggins and I will park our cars, and then you try to parallel park to
him. No, I'm not in any way using my car.
I'm not going to hit your car.
I absolutely don't know that.
I can't guarantee that I won't.
Yeah, no way. You do it with your car.
I would be glad to.
I don't want to do it with anybody's car.
Okay.
We just stay out of that.
Okay. Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There is a... major music star think he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He also might be kind of a jerk. Judge for yourself. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Ace and Friends.
Anytime you go to a show, and especially if the act does is in a smaller venue, like a theater or something, and somebody's doing an acoustic portion of the show, some people who are idiots feel the need to talk and yell out stuff. Well, Sunday night, Toledo, Ohio, John Mellencamp was performing a show. Now, John Mellencamp, obviously big star, 80s through the 90s, a legend. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of the great American songwriters. And while he was telling a story about his grandmother, an impatient heckler called out for more rock, less talk. And Mellencamp, who's known to have a short fuse anyway, wasn't having it.
And she went, "It's just like you, buddy, to be a smart aleck when I'm talking to Jesus." And then it got real quiet.
Play some music. No. So, yes, play some music.
What do you think I've been doing, you? Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted.
Authority song! All right, so, wait. Somebody in the crowd, somebody else shouted out, "Authority song," which is the John Mellencamp hit. So now the door's been opened.
Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home. Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go. A little ditty.
Now,
he was pissed.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a cool. Are the people rude? Yes. They should they be yelling? No.
It's a turd.
But that's just a jerk way to handle it. Now you've deprived. You got what, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in the audience?
Yeah. And he taunts him before he leaves. He's like, yeah. You know what? You just lost 10 songs out of this show.
I cut 10. I'm going to cut 10 songs out. And then he cuts right the actual one song, yeah. One of the biggest hits they came to see. And I heard him say one time, "Do I want to play Jack and Diane every time I perform?" No, I've played it thousands of times.
Yeah.
But hey, that's what people pay their money for.
Yeah.
So now he cut out the entire show. And I don't know how the timing works out on that show. Had he been playing 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, you know what?
And did he come back? It doesn't sound like it.
I don't think he did. One of the stories I saw gave no indication that he came back out. That he just walked like, "We're done," and walked off and played about a couple songs and see you later.
If that happens, do they have to give people their money back? Or how does that work?
I don't think they do because he did perform. There's usually a baseline. Like he's got to perform at least 30 minutes or something like
Yikes.
That. Performance has to last between 45 minutes and an hour and a half or something like that.
Yeah, that was a crazy scenario. Crazy
Now, who are you mad at when you leave?
Oh, John Cougar.
People Mellencamp. That yelled or John Mellencamp?
John Mellencamp.
Because if they hadn't yelled, he was going to tell his little story and go back into the song.
Yeah. Let one person dictate his whole night.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm mad at John Mellencamp.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Okay, Riggins, what is your favorite thing from today's edition of the Ace and Friends show?
Finding out Rob has never parallel parked.
That was mine.
That's kind of crazy.
We got it, Rob. We have to try that. You have to let us try that one time.
I really don't want it. It scares me so much.
Well, why does it? Why are you frightened of it?
Because I don't want to hurt any. I don't want to mess up my car. I don't want to mess up anybody else's car. I want to mess up the inside of my car. I don't want to, but I just do.
You're not gonna. It's not gonna mess up anybody's car.
I don't know. You don't know how rogue I can go.
Well, I mean, as long as you're not slamming on the gas, which you shouldn't be in this scenario, you would never make contact. First off, if we're there, we're not going to let you make contact with another car.
I don't know.
And it's not as if you're going to gun it and go from 0 to 50 in about a second and a half and slam into somebody's car, the curb, or anything like that.
I'd be more likely.
Is that how you picture it?
Yeah. He's just like, okay, slowly floored.
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to get a start and then kind of slide in between the two.
Yeah, maybe we'll get some like safety cones or something.
I don't even understand that. You got to get a start and slide in.
Like a Fast and Furious type thing where you just kind of like a glove. Like Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a glove.
I think your what we're finding out is the reason you have a problem with it is your concept of parallel parking is just way off of how it actually works.
You know what? I'm just going to, if you need me to go somewhere that I have to parallel park, you don't really need me there.
What's the farthest you've gone out of the way to parallel park? Like, is there a time you can remember, like, you drove another block to get into a parking spot so you'd have to parallel park?
I'll give it a once around. Like, I'll go, like, around the block area and see if I can find anywhere to park. If I don't, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it.
Have you ever skipped something because you couldn't find a place where you could park without parallel parking?
For sure.
Really?
I bet that's more common than you think.
You just drove away?
Yeah. I almost drove away from a Christmas event we did one time. I didn't know Riggins did because he couldn't find a parking spot.
Yeah, period. I've done it.
Yeah.
You just didn't come to the Christmas event because you couldn't find a parking spot?
There was nowhere.
I remember that night. But Riggins, you said, like, hey, any tips on parking? We're like, hey, if you can't find one, don't sweat it because this place is overrun. And they were saying. Crazy. Yeah, it was crazy.
You said don't
sweat it. People were parking miles down the road and walking back. You know, they were parking like a mile and a half away and walking up with their families. And if they were running shuttles, it was crazy.
Not feeling the Christmas spirit in that moment.
You were just looking for a reason not to go anyway.
Yeah, you told him.
Oh, that's not true.
You told him don't sweat and he floored it on the way home.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Ace and Friends.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.